Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you. Homage to as our Lord and Savior.
And so let's go to Matthew, the 15th chapter, beginning at verse 13. It says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man? And so he's asking the question, and he's talking to his disciples, and his disciples have been with him almost 3.5 years. And so he wants to get an idea of, all this time, do you really know who I am? And Dr. G, I think a lot of times people are in the church building, but don't know the God of the church. They're in the church building, but they don't know who is the Savior of the church.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the church building, but they don't know the love of the Savior. And you know, they're in the church building, and they don't know the depth of what God's Son had to go through to secure our salvation. So, you know, it's important for us to really, really, really know who He is. And,
yeah.
And I think sometimes people go through the motions. You know, they come to church for one thing, come to church for something, just to say I went.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to say I read the Word, or just to say I was there, or I was this. But do you have a relationship? And I believe that's what he's trying to portray to them, is that he is the one that restores the relationship between man and God. He's the restorer, and that we have to have a relationship. Who do you say I am? Who do you say that I am? Who is it that you think I am? Am I the one that can restore the proper relationship between you and God that has been broken by sin? Am I the one that can provide all of your needs? Am I the one that can be everything for you that you possibly could ever think of? I think sometimes we think of at this time of year that he's just that little baby that's out there in the stable.
Baby.
In a manger, and the shepherds are watching, and you know, we got through that whole Christmas thing, you know, where he's out there, and you know, when we grew up, and then Santa Claus took over, you know, and so now he shares the spotlight with Santa Claus.
All right.
So it's just something we do in December.
Amen.
Right.
But who do we say is the rest of the year?
Amen.
Sheila G.
And I think it's the boss.
Right. Amen. And that's powerful what you said. You know somebody, but
mm-hmm.
do you really know about it?
Well, you know, I think it is not clear. We can know all somebody, but not really know them. And that's one of the things that causes so many people pull away so easily from the church, because they don't really know him until Lord gets their attention. Then they begin to know him.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they don't really know. They hear of him while we're preaching. Like you said, on Christmas, all of that. Even little pictures of baby Jesus.
Right.
After that, then what? So no, they don't really know who he is. They don't.
Right. And that's the key to Christianity, is the personal relationship with the Savior that restores your relationship back with God. And to understand that who he is. He's the mediator that comes in and wipes our slate clean, pleads our case.
All right.
And through his blood we're declared not guilty.
Amen.
But even something happens, then we draw closer. That's not. because you shouldn't know God. You know God is something that's great. You know Him, to thank Him.
Yeah.
To be on your own. Wanting to serve and glorify and magnify. Hold on, quote. That's not you.
Right. Amen. And that's the thing about relating, like you said, with a brother or a mother or a loved one. You're there through thick and thin.
Right.
You're there doing the ups,
and
the downs, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
All of it.
All of it.
Whether you want
to or not. Right. Not a whoever,
right.
A friend. But he's asking his disciples, who do men say that I am? And so they're all over the board. Let's look what he said in verse 14. And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, and some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Or all of the above. And so they just, you know, and you can ask that question in any church congregation. Who is Jesus? And you'll get a myriad of answers. He's this, he's that. And so they were all over the board, and they said, you know, this is who people are saying you are. And so God's son said, all right, this is who everybody else is saying that I am. He said, now in verse 15, he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And see, that's why it's a personal relationship.
Right.
See, grandma can say, he's my all in all.
Oh,
he's
right.
My Lord. He's
based
my Savior.
Her.
Based upon her personal relationship
right.
with God. But who do you say that is?
Exactly.
Well, my mother used to go to church.
Yeah.
My mama used to take me to church. Mm-hmm. Grandma and them, there, that's their church. They used to do it. Her pastor is Pastor so-and-so. But who do you say that I am? Do you have a relationship with me? Do you know me intimately? Do you know me as the one that can wipe away your tears?
Right.
Do you know me the one that can ease your pain? Do you know me as the one that can give you a peace of mind? Do you know me as the one that can make waves out of nowhere? How do you know me?
Right.
You know grandma and them. You know granddaddy. You know uncle this and uncle that. Had a relationship, but who do you have in your mind that I am?
That's why I say at a certain point in life, don't come to
right.
No, I'm not saying because, you know, quote unquote, go to church.
Right.
It's like being married.
Exactly.
Not because my brother told me.
Exactly.
And that's how it is. I'm married. Have that first.
Amen.
It's not about me. Not about it. Not about that. It's about your person.
And that's so important because a lot of times people won't be happy in any church.
Right.
Because you got people in
right.
it.
Right. And they're just going out of
hand. As long as you got people in the church,
yeah.
They're gonna be issues
yeah.
in the church. I don't care where you go.
Exactly.
As long as they got folk,
right.
They're going to be folk in their feelings.
Yeah.
They're going to be folk that don't agree with you.
Right.
Folk you don't agree with.
Right.
Things, issues. You can go anywhere. You can go to
why
the mega one.
Go
you can
people.
Go to the little one, Dr. G.
That's right.
As long as there's people in that joke.
Amen.
Somebody gonna get on his nerves. Even if you go by yourself, you're gonna be mad at yourself.
That's right. Amen. Well, you know, you're right. And it's a shame. But it goes back to, I think, Matthew, the 13th chapter, where it says that they're not converted.
Yeah, absolutely.
It starts there. And as time goes on, all this thing of going to church, whatever, it just shows you where you really are in Christ. You've got to want what God has to offer. But sadly, most folk don't.
And you know, you get to a point where you're saying, okay, Is this the relationship I am?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like if you're dating somebody and say, well, I'm dating this person and I'm going this way, but they keep going that way.
That's right.
Obviously, that's not the person that I'm supposed to be with.
Right.
Because I'm going in this direction and they're going in that direction.
Right.
And if Christ is going in this direction and you keep wanting to go in that direction, then obviously you don't want a relationship
with
Christ.
Amen.
And that's why Christ gives us. That's why he I'd rather be hot or cold. And that's why, you know, like you said,
I'd be in the back.
Mm-hmm. And
there could
be converted. You would do that, but we can't.
Whosoever will.
We can't do that. So it's like you can't stay there.
Exactly.
He's like, I want to make you love me.
Exactly.
I want you to love me.
And that's what I tell couples when get together and they say they in love. I ain't gonna tell nobody who to love.
Right.
If you wanna love him, him wanna
right,
love you.
Amen.
I'm not gonna tell you who to love. Nobody told me who to love.
Right.
I'm not gonna get involved in your business. In
nope.
Your business.
Nope.
You wanna love him and he busts you in the eye.
Thank you.
Or be your eye bust the love.
That's right.
Amen. I'm not gonna get involved. Right. You like it, I love it.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
Amen. But you know, people gonna love who they wanna love.
Amen.
Right.
And same thing with the church. People can get involved with Christ the way they want to get involved. If they want to commit adultery with him, they're gonna commit adultery. They're gonna be married to him on Sunday, but Sunday afternoon they stepping out.
Hello.
Amen. I'll pick you back up for next Sunday.
That's right.
Amen. Adultery. Amen.
I don't want.
Right, and that's the way relationships are. But
right.
Like you said, you have the free will to choose.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be in that relationship. You're not gonna, you know. Sometimes couples come to me, Dr. G, and one says, "Well, I'm gonna change him." I just bust out laughing right in their face.
Nope.
Where are you going to change him? Only person that can change anybody is Christ.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. And the love in His heart. You'll get your feelings hurt. You never know how many people have come to me. Pastor, we won't get married. I know he's not like this, but I'm going to change him. And I go, what? You disrespect me like that? Because it's funny. Because no one ever changed you but God.
That's right.
How you figure you going to change somebody?
Right.
Then they think about it.
Amen.
Nobody changed you but God. Right? Why do you think you have this supernatural power to change somebody else?
And that person's still
on this. Wait, no, God is there. I've been through too many sessions with folks where they say, I'm going to change them. I'm ready to go ahead. I said, well, go ahead, honey. I don't have anything to do with it.
That's
Dr.
Right.
G.
Amen. You know, I was just saying. I preach the message that I preach every so often. God will wait, but not forever. And people don't realize is that although we have our free will, yes, God is a long-suffering God, but the Lord is not going to sit up there forever. And, you know, I got tickled last couple of Sundays studying the book of Revelation.
Yes.
And Brandon was out. He said, now that book scares me. You know, when you go through and you read what's going to take place.
Amen.
But the thing is, the average person will not go in that book.
No. Nope.
They will not study it. They're not going to open it. And they don't want, and most preachers are not going to preach on it.
Nope.
So it's a thing that you've got to want what God has to offer.
Right.
And in that Bible, you know, where the Lord talks about the road going up is narrow.
Yeah.
But that road leading down is wide.
Wide.
Folk need to take heed of it. Because this is not a plaything.
Oh.
But we just don't believe it.
Not at all. But when you have that personal relationship with someone, you are able to understand they know you and you know them.
Hello.
See, that's the thing about when you're in a relationship with Christ. Christ won't put anything more on you there. He knows things about you that you don't even know you do.
Amen.
Amen.
And when you're in a relationship with your husband or your wife, and a lot of times you're in the bed, you don't know what you're doing, but your husband or your wife, they know what you're doing.
Amen.
They know when you're uncomfortable. They know when you're tossing and turning.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They know when, as soon as they walk in the door, they can tell when you had a
what
good day, what kind of mood you are.
Uh-huh.
Just a phone call, you can see if they're distracted, if something's on their mind, if they're happy, if they're sad, if whatever it is. When you're in that relationship, you understand it. Do things to try to please that person. You do things to try to get to know that person better. You try to do things to develop the relationship.
Right.
And this is the relationship that God had with us in the beginning. He wants us to get back to. That's why he is the mediator to bring us back into that relationship. We don't know until we actually begin to spend time with them. You can be physically attracted to someone,
right.
But if you don't get to know them, and then when you get to know them, say, well, yeah, they might look good, but they got a terrible animal. You know? And so that's the thing is to get to know who Jesus is, know his demeanor, know his love, know his care, know his gentle hand of correction, know his timing, and learn to trust him. When you're with your the person that you love, is your husband or your wife or your mate, you trust that person. You're not worried, oh Lord, what they doing, looking all in their cell phone, looking at their email, who listens to what they're saying on the phone. You trust that person. Yeah, who got time for that?
Who got time for that?
Amen.
And you call this your significant other, your boo, whatever,
better all by
and
myself.
You can't leave your phone down because who is that? Who is that? Why are you texting this? Why, you know, what kind of trust is that?
Hello.
That's not a type of relationship. Mm-hmm. A relationship is when you develop a relationship, you love that person. That person loves you. Develop that thing. Build on it. Thing about relationships, you have to work it.
Thank you.
If you're going to build anything, you have to work it. This building that we're in, if you wanted this building to be complete, some folk had to show up and do some work.
Right. Amen.
That's right.
They had to communicate.
Amen.
That you couldn't put the drywall in before you put the studs up.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? But if you want to get in a relationship where you just say, let's put the drywall up.
Right.
Ain't no studs.
Right. Like you talk a relationship, you can't go on one date, man.
Lord, but you love her.
That's the constant. Be in contact. That's how it is. You can't go every week for 2 hours.
Amen.
And stay the same. You can't go each at a time. They throw us up. And expect to have a relationship. You won't know him. When you're ready to cross that line,
you hear that prompt.
Yeah.
You hear
that voice. You're like,
mm-hmm.
You know, and that's
what
guys don't develop that relationship. They won't.
Oh, yeah.
Know the
you'll
difference.
Get the wrong voice.
And you get the wrong voice and won't know it.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, or by the same God is bragging on you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to go to that. Well, wait. Well, now, man, glory.
Yeah.
It's not always when you're born.
Right.
Sometimes helps somebody.
And as your relationship grows, you recognize those.
Right.
And a lot of times in your relationship, you know, your earthly relationship with your husband or your wife, Dr. D, you know that those some things that you all had to go through
Amen.
Together
right.
to make your relationship strong.
Amen. Amen. And still going through.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because it's still a learning every day, every year, whatever you go through, you're there with them. And even when you get old and gray, you know a lot more than what you did, but you probably still don't know everything at the end of it.
Not at all. And it's a constant element. And at every stage in your life, whether you're, you know, teenager or you're 80s or you're 90s,
mm-hmm.
every stage of your life, there's a different element of relationship.
It's just like
our relationship when we were 20, different from our relationships when we're 60. There's different maturity, different things you think of. Things that you know, you've gone through, you know, less selfish, you know, wanting the wisdom and help somebody else. But you can grow that way with Christ. And, you know, a lot of times people, Dr. D, you crack me up with this, you say, people come to the church boo-hoo and cry, get fixed up, and then they don't, then
Amen.
They forget all about the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Go right
back.
Okay.
Back out.
I'm done now.
Till the next time.
But that's not a relationship. A relationship is that I remember what you did for me when I was down, and I'm grateful. I know I need you in my life, and
mm-hmm.
so I'm not just gonna kick you to the curb.
Right. Right.
Sort of like when you was in your teens and young and everything's tight and firm, and now I get in my 50s and 60s and. Sagging and
well,
turning gray and stuff like that. You just gonna kick me to the curb? Even though I've been with you through all this stuff now.
Amen.
Now it's like, well, I'm gonna go get me a sports car and a 20-year-old girl.
Uh-huh.
Come on, man. You know? A 20-year-old gonna take your car,
yeah, take your money,
tell you how good you are.
and put your
saggy tail out the past and come on, oh baby, you so good. Right. In your dream. Went through your checking account, took all your money.
Amen.
Amen. And your sports car.
Amen.
Amen. God won't do that to you.
Amen.
He won't do that to you. People in true relationships don't do that to each other. They love each other. There's a relationship. There's a bond that says, to death do our part.
Amen. Right?
And that comes with all the ups and downs and you reminisce on the days and you your teens, and now you just love and you have a different type of language, a relationship, laugh, joke, those type of things in your relationship. God wants to be that in your life because sooner or later, even if you're in a relationship with a husband and wife, somebody's going to die.
Amen.
And so the person that will help you get through that is the Christ that brought you all together. And that's who you say, who do you say is?
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that kept us together.
That's
baby.
Right.
He's the one that made a way for us, children.
Yeah.
He's the one that kept us in our right mind, church.
Right.
And you know, this is the one that we need to develop a relationship. And so Peter had a revelation. If we go back to the word, Matthew 16 and verse 16. And Peter said, and Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
Huh.
Nobody can tell you that, Dr. G.
Amen.
God has to show himself to
That's
you
right.
on a personal basis,
right.
on one-on-one. Uh-huh. And once you know that, nobody can take that, nobody
nope.
can That's shake
right.
that from
nope.
you.
Nope, not at all.
When you begin to say, you say, you are the Christ, the Son of the Living God. Nobody can reveal that to you but God. Grandmama, granddaddy, like I said, we can bring you to church.
Amen.
We can preach to you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But until you receive it yourself, Sheila G and Dr. G, amen. It's just words
That's right.
that are being spoken.
That's right.
That's the experience.
That's
when you know. Yeah. That's what I don't know that. God is like when you know whether they're hurting,
yep,
whether they're hung,
or just
hating,
yeah, or just being fucked, yeah.
And that's how you know that.
God wants to reveal that to us, but we have to be quiet long enough humble enough.
Amen.
And to a point where we can receive. We have to take ourselves off the throne. And what I always tell people is that we want a savior, but we don't want a Lord.
Come on.
Right.
See, he's Lord and Savior.
Amen.
But see, we want a savior, but we don't want him to be Lord of our life. We like, okay, I'll take that salvation. But we ain't giving you no lordship.
We don't want anybody to tell us what to do.
Because see, sanctification, I mean, salvation is free, but sanctification is going to cost.
That's right.
That's a lifelong call.
Amen.
He says, here's salvation. I died and paid the price. But in order for you to be sanctified or set apart and all that old stuff to be changed, to be changed to being a new creature, he's saying that's going to cost you. It's going to be some stuff I'm going to have to pull off, some stuff I'm going to have to iron, some stuff I'm going to have to heat up, some stuff I'm going to have to straighten out, because he's coming for a church without what? Spot or wrinkle.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to get some wrinkles out of some old cotton stuff is to heat that joker up, fill that thing up with water, turn it up high, right? Let the steam come out and beat it down on the daggone ironing board and press hard to get the wrinkles out, right?
Amen.
He said he's coming for a spot of wrinkle,
right?
You're going to have to go through that laundry mat,
amen,
get some bleach put in there,
mm-hmm.
some Power Plus, some Tide, some Gain, and clean it up, right? And then get the iron. That's a process.
Mm-hmm.
Because he says spot or wrinkle. And so we have to understand that, yes, salvation is free, but sanctification is going to cost.
But, you know, see, we live in a microwave. We want everything. We don't want to go through anything. We don't. I mean, if people could take the Lord in their way, they would, and be just as content. And right. And I mean, you know, okay, Lord, I love you today, but I can't promise you about tomorrow. And it depends on what I got to do. Because I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do that. So I can't go to Bible study. No prayer. Nothing. But I'll be at church Sunday. But I'll be late. For own way. And that would be fine with us. But, you know, we live in this microwave and we want it now.
Wow.
I don't want to go through nothing.
Wow.
And see, we've got to grow and learn. And what better way to learn and grow than by going through something? And then after you go through it, and if you go through enough, and if you're honest with yourself, then you come back and get, Lord, I know that I know that I know that I know.
Yeah.
And that's why that's a one-on-one. Nobody can force it. It's between you and God.
Right.
And that's why I said, if the Lord whip you behind enough and get your attention, then it's up to you. Whosoever will, let him come.
Amen. Not me.
As a relationship. Every time.
No.
Like, well, now I'm going. God's trying to get me. Like, okay.
Let's roll.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't have to, quote unquote, things just happen.
And it's life.
Yeah.
Right.
You
live.
You just accept it as part of life.
Right.
Not a road. Like, okay.
Right. Do it. Don't want it. Not like that.
My question have something. Trials on a bus and that kind of trial, but don't give me that trial. And I'll take this kind of trial. I'll take not that. Like, that's fine. Like, what?
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
You put it in there. If I study the word, I know.
Exactly.
So come on, I'm all right.
Exactly.
You know, call me, I'm all right. Tell me I'm more than
knows about. Amen. And that's the same thing again, relating back to marriage. Christ is married to the church.
Amen.
He is the head. We are the bride of Christ. And when you get married, you have these vows. Richer for poor, sickness and health, better for worse, until death do we part.
Right.
In other words, you're in it for the long run. And so he's in it with us for the long run. understand that's who he is. He's not going to give you up or throw in the towel or say, I'm finished with you.
Right.
Even though we finish with him sometimes.
Amen.
He's still there.
That's right.
And then we come running back, and he's got his arms wide open and loves on you for more.
Right.
But let's see what he says to Peter in verse 17. He says, and Jesus answered and said unto him, this is Matthew 17, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. It's interesting to see that flesh and blood can only get you so far.
Amen.
In other words, operating in your emotions,
yep,
operating in your feelings.
Okay.
If your church experience is feelings and emotion,
mm-hmm,
all the time, then you're not going to hear from the true living God.
Nope.
Because we can get caught up in our emotions and our feelings,
quit,
and then be
quit
mad at somebody. We'll
that's
be praising
right
God 1 minute and mad at somebody the second,
right,
right in the middle of the worship, because you're in
well,
the flesh.
Well, you
yeah.
Somebody,
and you ready to give him the beat down. Right. I'm leaving.
Dang.
Right.
Huh.
Yeah, but that's what he's talking about. Flesh and blood didn't
mm-hmm
reveal it.
Yeah.
But he understands, Dr. G, that we can get fleshy.
Yeah.
We can get fleshy quick, and when you get fleshy, you can't hear nothing from God.
Nope.
Because you're in the flesh.
That's right.
God is a spirit.
Thank you.
And they that worship him must worship him in what? Spirit and in truth.
True.
Not flesh and blood. Flesh and blood will get you in trouble, get you killed, get
amen
you locked up,
amen,
get you in a long, drawn-out
yeah
dispute and a lot of problems
because yeah
you're in that flesh.
Hello.
That's why I say that Texas, or by the time you got to see that person,
mm-hmm,
never came out. It's our bones.
Instant.
As soon as we feel it, when we move
on. Flow.
It's like instead of realizing Texas, or
isn't
worth saying, or let me just, I'm
blessed. Right. Amen. But you have to understand why would God try to reveal himself to us while we're in that flesh,
right,
in that mood. You know, it's like once you calm down, humble yourself. Come before me. Enter into my gates with thanksgiving.
Hello.
Enter
then
my courts with praise. Then we can get where we need you to be.
Mm.
But you know, out of the flesh, some people love drama.
Hello.
They can't live their life without any drama.
Thank you.
And it's just drama, drama, drama. They love to see drama. They love to talk about drama. They love to gossip. Because it feeds the flesh.
That's right.
The flesh loves that. The flesh loves to have that drama going on.
Amen.
It's like juicy fruit.
That's right.
You know, this, oh man, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can I get another piece? You know, the word of God is like coffee straight.
Right.
It's gonna be good for you, but it's a quiet taste.
Yeah.
But you gotta understand it's gonna be good for you. I'm interested to see what it is that people will do to get into relationships. All this, because people come all the time, ask Dr. G. They want to get in relationships. They want to be married. They want to do it. I'm interested to see what your relationship is. A lot of times when people get together, they forget about God.
Right.
The God that they said
right
they loved,
right,
that brought them together. Oh, God, you showed
yeah
me that you were going. But it's like as soon as they get together, they forget about God.
They switch
up. But then soon as Boogum Snuggums act up, then they want to go back.
Uh-huh.
So I'm always interested to see that phenomenon of people that come together and just leave God out. It's interesting. But, you know, when he said flesh and blood didn't reveal
not
that to you, he said, but my Father, which in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we should be looking for. We should be looking for that revelation that God can give. Not in my flesh,
right,
not in my blood, but in way that God will reveal it in my spirit. And that's what he did with Peter. Peter was humble enough, willing to say, who is God? And God revealed that to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all God wants us to do, is to be humble enough to ask that question, who are you, God? Show yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me. And he won't cast any away. He'll
Amen.
Show himself to you.
Right.
But if you're in flesh and blood and you're just looking for a Sunday high,
hello.
You know, because the choir ain't good, or the preacher hooped, or, you know, you got your little dance on.
Uh-huh.
But what are you doing the rest of your life?
That's right. Well, you know, that's just not the way to go. And as I've already said, with that flesh, we allow the flesh to creep up. Flesh can take charge. The thing is, it doesn't matter how long you've been in the church. That the spirit is what we need. But too often, as you've already said, you know, when that flesh creep up, we forget all about the spirit.
Amen.
We forget
Amen.
All about what we should be like.
Yeah.
Forget all that teaching that the Lord has taught us. We, at that moment, we going to get fleshy, and we want the other person to get fleshy right along with us.
Amen.
And if they don't, then we get mad. Then the next day you get an email.
Amen. And so we're going to continue in verse 18. It says, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock will my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against. So he said, based upon this, you are the rock. You are a rock. And that's what you are a solid foundation. And he said, I'm going to build my church based upon this revelation that can make you a solid foundation.
Mm-hmm.
God is the solid foundation. If we build our lives based upon that foundation, he said that church kick in the gates of hell. Whatever Satan's plan is,
that's right,
will be defeated because of this principle that God will reveal that he is the Son of God, that Christ is the Savior, that he is the Messiah that has been prophesied down through the years. He said, upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not be, will not prevail against it. The church is a powerful entity. It is the body of Christ that has the ability to go wherever Christ instructed to go, to be able to overcome whatever Satan's plan is.
Right.
But we have to understand the revelation of God,
mm-hmm,
that it's a spiritual thing,
right,
and not a physical thing.
That's right.
Satan is going to whoop our behind,
hello,
every time we try to take him on in the flesh.
Amen.
But he understands and he trembles,
mm-hmm,
when the church begins to start operating in the flesh, I mean,
right,
in the spirit.
Right.
And so when he said the gates of hell shall not prevail, so in other words, folks that are behind Satan's gate, mm-hmm, should be able to hear the gospel, the good news from the church,
right,
and that whatever he's using to block them should be able to be defeated, so those people can hear the gospel,
mm-hmm,
so they can come out of bondage,
mm-hmm,
into the marvelous life. But the church is caught up in the flesh.
Amen.
And Satan is having a field day.
Amen. Amen. Our mindset is not on our spirit. But what we do to Christ is our message that I preach only what you need. But, we've got to stay humble. We've got to make sure that what we do, whether we're singing, preaching, reading the scripture, mean in the church, that we do it to the glory of God.
Right.
It's not about getting a pat on the back or
Amen.
Someone to say, oh, you did a marvelous job. No,
Amen.
We're glorifying God. And too often, people who are whatever, preaching, they get caught up when, you know, they become well-known, or when people start
mm-hmm.
talking about how well they've done, they become big-headed. And so what happens then, the Lord has to knock you back down and start all over.
The one thing that we have to remember, that once the Holy Spirit comes, the old things have become
hello.
The Spirit of God is present in us.
That's right.
We can no longer, the demon can no longer possess you. The Spirit is there, but he can influence you.
That's right.
And that's what goes on in the church, is that we allow ungodly spirit to influence us.
Amen.
And we go and go do things that are ungodly. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that the church has to be. We have to recognize is that the enemy said, "Well, I ain't got the possession. Okay, you say, but you, I'm gonna make you act ungodly.
Amen.
By getting your emotions.
That's right.
By you know, if you have 10 people in the church, and he get 5 people in their emotions,
right now.
He's going to tear up some folk that day.
Big time.
Amen.
Amen.
Big time.
Amen. Instead of people understanding, I shouldn't allow that to affect
Amen.
Me.
Right.
I come to worship God.
That's right.
Now, that's a powerful thing.
Mm-hmm.
They allow stuff to affect them. They allow stuff to cause them. They allow stuff to cause them. Instead of saying, you know what? That is just. Those are just. That is just somebody allowing the Lord to use. I don't have time.
Exactly.
I'm not going to let me. I can.
Right.
Because you're doing what it's not about.
And that's the trick of the enemy.
Right.
He runs that same old game.
Yep.
The same old thing. It's like Charlie Brown and Lucy. Yeah. Lucy will promise Charlie Brown it's going to be, I'm not going to move it. You're good to go. Charlie Brown said, okay. Goes up in the air, ends up on his back every time.
Amen.
Satan. He said, it's going to feel good. It's going to feel good. Go ahead and do it this one time. Go ahead and do it this one time. It ain't going to be bad.
Amen.
Nothing bad going to happen. Yeah. You go ahead and do it. Bam. On your back every time.
Amen.
Can't win. But that's the challenge. The challenge is not to be influenced to do the things that are not of God. When you understand that you have the ability to resist the devil, the Bible says if you resist the devil, he'll flee from you. And so we have to learn to recognize it,
right.
Resist the devil. And he'll flee from you. He won't be able to stay around with two Christians loving each other.
Amen.
He's like, oh my gosh, I thought they were supposed to be at each other's throat.
Amen.
They're in here loving and worshiping God and praising God.
Yeah.
What in the world is going on
that's
with
right.
this? He can't understand that.
Mm-mm.
But that's what God wants. Is he wants the love of God to be shed abroad in our hearts
right.
by the Holy Spirit, that we would have love one for another. He said that men would know that we are his disciples. If we have love one for another,
right.
love covers a multitude of sins.
That's right.
God's church is a church of love.
Right.
And so when we operate as a church in love, what happens is there's no room for any of that other stuff.
Mm.
And so we have to have in our mindset, when we come to get in contact with God, we have to come to God in love.
Amen.
When we come to get in contact with our family members, we have to say, I'm purposely going to contact you in love.
Right.
When we get in contact with our church family, we have to say in our mind, I'm purposely going to love you. I'm going to love you on purpose.
Right.
It's too easy to hate and to get in, be disagreeable.
Right.
So what we have to do is every day we have to say that all these other things will pass away. But in the 13th chapter of Corinthians, he says love.
And the greatest.
Amen. The greatest of these is love.
Right. Right.
And so God so loved us. I'm getting ready to preach now. Lord have mercy. That he gave his only begotten Son. Amen. That whosoever believes in him would not perish, but what? Have everlasting life. That's the relationship he wants you to be. He wants you to be in that loving relationship.
Right.
So when anything comes against you, amen, you say the love of God has the ability to overcome it. So I'm going to operate in love,
right.
amen, on purpose.
Amen. Amen. I like to say operate. I would love you right.
Amen.
That means that regardless of how you act, I'm loving you. God loves you.
And that's Christ-like love.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we were yet sinners,
right?
Christ died for the ungodly.
Amen.
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 It's important for us to allow. God, if Christ shows us that kind of love, but we can't do that for our own. God's like, well, why should I love you? Mm. You can be funky. Too.
Amen.
You know, and I want to represent you. Represent you every time God doesn't go to
Amen. But that has to be revealed in you. You can't
That's
just
right.
have that attitude no. by yourself. That's right. something that God has to show you.
That's right.
That you have to be convicted to say,
Hello.
Wow, God
Hello.
Looked past my fault and saw
all
my need.
Needs.
So how
do
I have
thing.
The
right.
audacity that poke my lip out and be angry with someone else
exactly.
when God forgave my mess?
That's right.
Amen? But it's love. You got to understand that love that God has, that he wants to be back in that relationship with you. God loves you so much that he wants to say, all right, don't worry about that. I'm going to put that aside because I love you so much and I want the best for you.
Right.
Then I'm going to make a sacrifice, oh, my God, for you that you can't make so we can be back in that loving relationship.
Amen.
Amen. That's been doing what you feel like that.
Pray for them.
Pray for them. Is why you're praying.
There you go.
To remove those emotions.
That's powerful. That ushering in the spirit. Remove that. Because you can act fool.
Right.
The flesh don't need help
no.
to act fool.
Amen.
He act fool all by himself.
Amen.
But you had to purposely love.
That's right.
Yes.
You have to say, I'm going to love. I know this person is acting like a fool. The flesh wants to smack him upside the head,
yeah,
give him the beat down, but I'm going to love him.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. And watch God, amen, do this thing.
Amen.
And Dr. G, I believe you would stay out a whole lot of trouble if we loved on purpose instead of saying, I'm going to get on get back.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
Get back has got a whole lot of people gotten
That's
back.
Right. That's right.
And in jail
amen.
And in the graveyard.
Amen.
Or the famous, after all I did for them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to love. You have to go say, well, I'm gonna love. No, like being lost in mind, but I'm still gonna show them the love of God.
Amen.
Amen. And it's gonna be like even hot coals on their head.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. But that can only be revealed, Dr. T, through God.
Amen.
You can't get there on the flesh
no.
in emotion. That's got to be God working
that's
in you,
right.
like you say, Doctor
right.
G. You go and pray on him.
Amen.
That's got to be God, because in the flesh you want to go and knock him out.
Hello.
But in the love of God, you're
Come
gonna
on.
Go and pray.
I'm gonna go pray for him. Amen. And because it helps you as the individual too.
Right.
You know, when folks have done you wrong, because yeah, the flesh creeps up.
Yep.
But when you make up your mind, I'm gonna go pray. It calms you down. And then you're praying, Lord, you fight this one. Because
yep.
if I do it, it's going to be trouble.
That's
Amen.
How many times we wish we could pull
hey.
Back some words
Come on.
Yeah.
of what we see.
Like
mm. Amen. But once it's out there,
Hello.
That's why in that second to the last verse, he says in verse 19, and I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom. In other words, it's right there, right? What that little mouth is going to say, right?
Huh.
Kings of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt what?
Bind
in earth, shall be what? Bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt what? Loose on earth, shall be what?
Loose.
We got some folks that need to be careful with binding and loosing stuff.
Amen.
Because that little pink member in your mouth
right,
might
right.
bind
It'll
something that
up.
Might come up and beat your butt.
Amen.
Those fingers texting those
or it might loose something, like you said, with that texting that
That's
stuff.
That's right.
Amen. The wrong thing.
Come on.
Amen. And God said, you said it. Now you got to deal with the consequences.
That's right.
Exactly.
It's set in heaven.
Hello.
Yeah.
It's loosed in heaven.
Yeah.
Got to be careful what you bind and loose. Lord have mercy, because it once it's set in heaven, it's set. Once it's loosed in heaven, it's set. But also the things that you can do with that, and we'll talk about some of this on the next time we get together, is you can begin to start speaking those things that are not as if they were. Because the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal.
Amen.
And so when you begin to start speaking the eternal word of God through prayer, through the word of God, on situations, what happens is, you begin to speak in the word of God back to God, and God says, that's it.
Right.
It might take some time for it to manifest on earth.
Amen.
But it's already set.
Yeah.
Hello.
Amen.
Amen.
And we don't know God's timing,
right.
but we know he's an on-time
God.
You better go ahead.
All right.
You better go ahead. Amen. But I've already set that thing in heaven, and I'm just waiting for God to reveal it in time.
That's right.
Come on now.
That's right.
Lord, have mercy.
Give it, put it in.
And leave it there.
Leave it.
Dr. D, we almost over our time. I'm going to let you finish. I'm going to go ahead and preach you this tree. Amen.
Well,
you
know, all of what we said, it all goes back to that relationship. You've got to have a relationship. In order for all these things to take place, in order for the Spirit to reveal things to you, you've got to have that relationship. So it starts there.
Amen. Sheila G., anything? We close out in prayer.
Yeah.
Amen. Big Brother Brandon, anything you'd like to say before we... Amen. Jesse? Good. All right. Well, we got a couple folks on the line. We're going to go to the line real quick. We're going to go to the last four digits. 1-7-1-4-1-7-4-1. You're on the air.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for the word that went forth. I just keep praying that the Lord will keep me in the Holy Spirit so I can do that which is right and pleasing in His sight.
Amen.
Man, thank you for your comments tonight. We got one more caller. 9772, you're on the air.
Good evening, everyone. I'm having a problem with my phone. I'm getting better to hear you very good. So either these are my ears or this phone is not acting too good to me. But I want you to pray for me and keep on going and stay on the right track where I belong.
Amen. Thank you, sir. All right. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, that we thank you, God, for just allowing us to study your word one more time. And, Father, we pray, God, that you would continue to allow this word to find a lodging place in our hearts, God, that we would act more and more like you, God. Continue to bless us, that we would be yielding and humble enough to want to develop a relationship, a stronger relationship with you, God, that we become more like you, God, and so others would see us and see you in us, God, and that glorify you who are in heaven. God, we thank you for this word and how you revealed it to Peter and how you revealed it to us, God, that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Father, we just pray, God, as the word says, and the gates upon this rock will build your church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Help us to be that church, God, that coming back for our spot or wrinkle. You would carry out the command and go spread the good news to let someone know that you love this world so much that you gave your only begotten Son. Oh, God, help us to understand that the gates of hell cannot prevail against your word in this gospel. And God, help us to preach to someone and teach to somebody and live an example for someone in love, God, that they may hear a word, God, and come running, I yield. What must I do to be saved? And until God, until we meet again, we pray that you would grant us all traveling mercy, that you would continue to keep us until we meet again. Ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. We'll see you on next Thursday.